Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson, who's on travel. All right, we got a battle here. I'm talking about a battle of the sexes. Why do men lose weight more easily than women? Okay, you're angry. I heard you out there in Her Radio Land. So we have Dr. Harlan Holman, who is a physician who is board certified in family medicine and is also assistant professor at Michigan State University's College of Human Medicine. He's going to help us tease this apart. So what is going on with men and women here? You know that I've been studying this for many years, and I'm always laughing every time I bring up this subject because, oh my goodness gracious, we have more and more new science that helps us understand what's going on with men and women. So the differences. Dr. Holman, let's just dive right into it.
Well, I think, you know, one of the first differences with men and women I look to is a hormone. So men have this hormone called testosterone, and that's been shown to help put on muscle mass, and women have a little less of that. So that's kind of a disadvantage that women have right from the bat.
Well, I don't want any beard or hairy chest, so, I mean, you guys can keep your testosterone to yourselves. You know, I'll take just enough of it to be Secretary of State. Just kidding. All right, so let's just keep this baby going here. So, okay. Now, obviously, we look different. We have a different lean body mass. That's muscle mass. There's a huge difference. Unless you're Serena Williams, this applies to just about every woman out there, right? So let's look at body composition for a minute, right?
Right, right. Well, that testosterone helps you put on muscle, and then that muscle kind of works to help increase your metabolism. So, you know, there's one way to naturally increase your testosterone. This is true for men or women, that I've had men with kind of borderline testosterone levels. If they exercise, it goes way up. And we know women who exercise, sometimes it can go too far up, and that interrupts their menstrual cycle and other things. So exercise is one good way, if you don't overdo it, to increase your natural testosterone and lose weight.
Okay. Now, there's other little layers of complexity here. For instance, how we actually put on that weight in the first place. We're talking about shedding it, but honey, how'd you get there in the first place, and what are your vulnerabilities while you're shedding it? So one of the first things I could think about is emotional eating. I see women doing that more than men. True or false?
That I would say true, and I think the extreme levels, we look at depression. If you know, when you're most emotional, if you happen to be depressed, men's depression kind of shuts down their appetite, and women is definitely the opposite. So, and you know, I'm using generalizations. You know, that's not always the case, but I think most evidence kind of points to that, the situation happening. We
All right.
comfort ourselves with food.
Okay, but I think men comfort themselves more with alcohol to self-soothe, and women more with, you know, the bad boy stuff, sugary, fatty, salty, you know, funky combinations. I'm thinking back to one day when I was at O'Hare Airport on one of my million trips back and forth and crossing over at O'Scare Airport. And we had, of course, snow coming down or whatever, and the whole place was shut down. Men in the United Carpet, you know, they have that red carpet club, the United thing. The men were all hanging out at the bar. They were all stressed out, missing their flights. Women were all over the snack bar. We had two bars. One was alcohol and one was snack. It was hysterical. And if I could have taken a picture then, but that kind of says it all. So if this is true, Dr. Holman, should we therefore have different expectations? So a man and a woman, you know, spouses, boyfriend, girlfriend, whomever, they want to both take on, you know, getting healthier at the same time. So what are the caveats here? They're going to, you know, start day one. There they are. But you're going to see differences. So should we be thinking about different expectations? What should we be doing?
Well, I think it kind of goes, and I'm speaking more, I know most weight loss often is done outside of the medicine clinic, but as a family doctor, I see people come to me asking me these questions, or I try and encourage them or motivate them to consider weight loss. But I think it comes down to why you want to lose weight. Is it just to look better, or is it for, you know, health sake? Because I get some people coming to me wanting to lose weight and their body mass index is actually not too bad. And, you know, some studies say that you want to keep that more on the 25 to 27 range. And I have people asking to lose weight when they're even less than that. So I think the question is, if it's for health, you might not always want to shed all the weight, because having it, if you're less than 20, that's a risk factor too for not being healthy.
Okay, so research says that it is harder for women to reach their weight goal. All right, so if it's harder for them, you know, then we really need to have a more customized, individualized, you know, program or plan for them, maybe to look at some of those obstacles that make it much more difficult for a woman. Do you think things like stress are handled differently with men and women?
Yeah, I think that kind of goes to the comfort eating that you saw at O'Scare Airport, but often, there's been some research studies even looking at completion of weight loss programs, and for some reason, and they haven't really been able to say why, but men actually often complete the weight loss programs at a higher rate than women, so there's a bigger dropout rate.
There's a big reason for that, that I think that kind of goes to the whole issue of men are very unifocused, and they really pretty much strip a lot of the emotion away from the actual process itself. I think they sort of, you know, it's sort of like build a woodshed, go to Home Depot, pick up hammer, and, you know, and they just sort of, you know, get it all in place. A woman is like, oh my God, what am I going to wear at the gym? Am I going to be the fattest person there? I can't walk right in the neighborhood. They'll all see I'm fat. You know, I could go on, but you kind of get the drift here. Men are like, yeah, so I look like a tub of lard. Who cares? You know, and they show up at the health club and they go, you know, if you don't like it, there's the exit sign. Get lost. And woman's like, oh my God, you know, someone is just shamed me and then out the window they go. So I really think that we need to be incredibly sensitive to this vulnerability in women, don't you think?
I agree, you know, and that women want to lose weight before they start working out or getting the workout clothes on. So I think that's true. And, you know, women, there's studies that show like to discuss weight loss with their doctor unless their doctor's a woman. They feel uncomfortable talking about it with a guy. So I know there's a lot of barriers that are unique to women like that, even opening the conversation about it there. That stress
Well,
really
actually,
impacts them.
I have statistics. And the statistics actually show that the grand majority, one of the biggest shaming, as it were, whether it was deliberate or not or however, episodes in a woman's life is when she actually, you know, when the issue of weight is actually brought up with a physician. It's very tough. Then they go down the slippery slope of shame, blame, and guilt. And this is why I think we need to be very sensitive to women and really be on top of this gender specificity, gender specific program planning. I want to thank you, Dr. Harlan Holman from Michigan State University, for helping us understand the battle of the sexes when it comes to weight loss. The website is spectrumhealth.org. Thank you so much, Dr. Holman. I am Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to her radio and all the great shows on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and whatever you do, stay well.